This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Now, when that terrible earthquake disaster of March 2011 hit Japan, it was the US President Obama who went on national television and said these words, "Today's events remind us just how fragile life can be." Yes, he was stating the obvious. It was a very fragile, unpredictable time. And it's true that life can change very quickly in the blink of an eye, and we've seen that happen time and time again. We could call it the ebb and flow of life, which can bring change within seconds, and some of it catastrophic. So life is fragile. It can be unstable, unpredictable. It can change. And we can think, wow, I thought I was in control of my life until this happened. We can wake up one morning and discover that life has really changed, and we feel somewhat helpless. One day everything's going well, and the next day everything has fallen apart, and some days you really wonder. It is true that many changes occur even in the course of one day. Now, a few years ago, there was a newspaper article telling what happened in one place of the shifting sands of the Sahara Desert. And over time, there was evidence of the remains of an ancient city. The archaeologists went in, they dug and they sifted and eventually declared it to be a very old, something like 3,500 years old city, a civilization that they'd never heard of. It was just hard to imagine. A city, a whole civilization disappeared, lost for thousands of years. There could have been hundreds or thousands of people who'd lived there and yet vanished, gone from human memory. Isn't it amazing? Who were these people? What was life like for them? So it's certainly true that life is fragile and we do need to handle that with care. In the Bible, we read these words from Psalm 90, verse 12. It's really a prayer. Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. And that prayer was the prayer of Moses. In fact, it was the only psalm written by him, Psalm 90. And Moses was a man very familiar with the fact that life could be fragile. He'd witnessed hundreds of Egyptians who got swept away in the Red Sea. He'd seen a whole generation of Israelites die in the desert. His whole life had been one of transition, getting from Egypt, coming back, then out into the desert for 40 years. And at the end of his own personal journey, Moses would have to face death before he ever had the chance of going to the promised land. So when he said, "Lord, teach me," I guess, to realize the brevity of life so that we might grow in wisdom, he was talking about how fragile life really is. I think here we want life to be permanent. We're looking for security and safety for ourselves, our children. But it's true that life can come apart any second. We might see a car smash, we might fail an important exam at school, or we're made redundant, or there are bodily aches and pains. So these unknown circumstances can push us sometimes over the edge. But of course, it does help to clarify things and put things in perspective. It was David who said, King David, "Please, Lord, show me my future. Will I soon be gone? You made my life short, so brief that the time means nothing to you. Human life is but a breath, and it disappears like a shadow." That's Psalm 39, verse 4 to 6. So we could just go along each day taking life for granted, assuming there's going to be many more days, but we don't know. The Bible says in James 4, "What do you know about tomorrow? How can you be so sure about your life? It is nothing more than a mist that appears for a while before it disappears." Again, life is fragile. We're subject to the quirks and circumstances of life. But I want to say this morning that we are in the hands of God, and each day is God's gift to us. So we do need a permanent God who is from everlasting to everlasting. Job realized from the Old Testament how fragile life was. He said, "What strength have I got that I should hope, and what's my end that I should prolong my life?" He was looking for answers, and I hope that you will find answers. For life is fragile. Lord, these things are true. Help us to remember them, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.